Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Into his windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. The perfect game.
Fly ball deep left center. Grissom on the run. Yes! The Atlanta Braves have given you a championship. Listen to this crowd.
Left side, Swanson to first. Braves world champions.
Braves and baseball talk. Straight from the diamond.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. And Window Nation. Call the pros at Window Nation at 866-90-NATION.
Here's Grant McCauley.
And hello and welcome in to From the Diamond on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I am Grant McCauley. These are the Kia Studios, and we are wrapping up the weekend. And the Braves are down in Miami, putting the finishing touches on that. In the midst of a six-game road trip, we got a lot to talk about. In that trip down to face the Marlins, a series in which I think the Braves were hoping it might be just a little bit easier than it's been the last couple of days. And we'll get into that as we go along. And, of course, there was some big news on the mound for Atlanta in the form of Spencer Strider's elbow. We'll update you on that and so many other things as we continue on with From the Diamond. Got a great show lined up for you, and I'll tell you all about it right after I tell you how you can connect with the show and with me on social media. You can find me at Grant McCauley on most platforms. You can find the show at From the Diamond on Instagram. Throw a underscore on the end of that on X. You can find it there. And the show is also on Facebook. Just search for From the Diamond. And, of course, if you want to connect and hear every episode of the show, wherever you get your podcasts, you can search for From the Diamond. You can also find it on the Odyssey app with links to everything that I do. And goodness knows it's a lot because it's a very busy schedule over a course of 162 games. And then if all goes well, we get to do the whole month of October. At least that's the plan. And you can find links to everything at FromTheDiamond.com. New and improved, FromTheDiamond.com. With all of that plugging out of the way, Atlanta wrapping up its three-game series down in Miami facing the Marlins on Sunday. Some afternoon baseball down at Lone Depot Park. Braves had themselves a nice big lead early. Marlins, though, took over and were making them sweat in the late innings of this one. But, of course, I don't know that we can really bury the lead in the biggest Braves headline of this week. It wasn't a series loss to the New York Mets. It wasn't a somewhat troublesome weekend down in Miami either. It was the update on Spencer Strider's elbow. We knew it was going to cost him a lot of time, and that is, in fact, confirmed. He had a UCL brace procedure, which means that he could come back quicker than Tommy John surgery, and this is something we'll delve into a little bit more as we get this week in Braves baseball going. I've also got Ben Lindbergh of The Ringer, who's going to join me later to talk about just the absolute rash of pitcher injuries that has been trending really in the wrong direction for Major League Baseball for a while. What are the factors behind that? You know, what can baseball do to try to counteract some of that? Well, we're going to hear from Ben Lindbergh about that. We're also going to hear from Justin Verlander about that. He made his thoughts known as well in this past week. So lots to get into as far as that is concerned. But for the Braves, their main concern is trying to figure out how to plug that hole in their rotation, because as I've talked about on call-ins on 92.9 The Game, on the Braves postcast as part of the Locked On Sports Network, on Battery Power, and just about anywhere else writing for the Marietta Daily Journal, you cannot call up a pitcher that is going to be what Spencer Strider has been for this club. Those kind of pitchers are hard to find and hard to acquire as well, and the Braves are not really in a position at this point where anybody's going to be selling that kind of pitcher either. We'll see maybe later on in the season. So how are they going to counteract this? How are they going to fill really what was one of their most important players, fill in for him? Because I feel like, and I may have talked about this on last week's show, so forgive me if I'm kind of covering this ground again, but you know, now that we have more of a firm timeline of Spencer Strider, knowing that he's going to miss 2024, hoping that it can be back early in 2025, but either way, this season now is confirmed that they're going to be without him. I feel like there are tiers of players. I mean, everybody has a role to play. Everybody is important, but you just look at a club and you look at some players and you think, man, how are they going to win without that guy? Now, there's a great example from 2021 of how the Braves went on to win the World Series without Ronald Acuna Jr., and certainly that has not been taken away from this club by one injury, even to arguably the best pitcher in the National League. But they are going to have to figure out a way to get things done, are the Braves, without Spencer Strider, who you might recall, when we got this whole thing started back in spring training, really at Braves Fan Fest, had said, it's World Series or bust for this club. So that mission is not going to change. They're just not going to have Spencer Strider out there every fifth day. And thus, the Braves are going to be tested in a way that I'm sure they didn't want to be at any point during the season, let alone for the second consecutive April, trying to figure out how do you fill in for one of your most important starters. Remember, Max Fried went down last year with a hamstring strain, the first of his two long stints on the disabled list. The second one, the injured list, I beg your pardon, was the forearm issue that had him, you know, miss roughly 3 months of the season. So long absence for him. Kyle Wright was also down for most of last year, and the Braves figured out how to win 104 games. So can they do it without Spencer Strider? The short answer is yes. Will it be more difficult to do it without Spencer Strider? Well, the short answer to that one is also yes. The Braves, though, they have one of the best offenses in all of baseball, and I think they're going to, once again, lean on that group to try to give them everything that it possibly can. And the Braves have needed it. And Marcell Ozuna has been a guy who has continued to bring it for this Braves club. The latest heroics for him, of course, happening on Sunday, a go-ahead three-run homer with the Braves down to their last strike against the Miami Marlins. I mean, this guy, I mean, you talk about some headlines and some everything else that's going on with this Braves club. And you, we always talk about Ronald Acuna Jr., and for good reason. And we'll talk about him a bunch on this show as well. Matt Olson last year led the majors in home runs, set a Braves record, and led the league in RBI. The Braves hit 307 home runs as a club. All of this, you know, from 2023. But what was it going to look like in 2024? And one of the questions, I think, was, can Marcell Ozuna do it again? What he did last year? Because a year ago, I think I was standing in this very studio, probably about right about this time, maybe a couple weeks from now, when April was coming to a close, it was, is Marcell Ozuna going to be a Brave by the end of May? Then he went down to Miami and did the exact same kind of thing that he's done here again this year. Just to remind us, can he do it again? He can. Major League leading seventh home run of the year. It ties him with Tyler O'Neill of the Boston Red Sox. A mammoth three-run homer to center field that gives the Braves the lead in the ninth inning. So not only is he doing it this year, but he's doing it when the Braves need it most. Some clutch hitting for this club from Marcell Ozuna, leading the team in runs batted in. He's got the longest hitting streak in Major League Baseball, and all of this is a continuation of what he did for the final 5 months of 2023. This man was batting .085 at the end of April, proceeded to hit just under .300 with 38 homers and just under 100 runs batted in the final 5 months. Finished with 40 homers and 100 runs batted in last year. Gave the Braves 340 homer hitters, and they could do that again this year. But I guess if you were wondering, is Marcell Ozuna capable of doing these kinds of things again? Let me once again tell you the short answer to that would also appear to be yes. And he's doing it when the Braves have really needed it, because they did not want to go down to Miami and let the Marlins take away the opportunity to take that series from them on Sunday. So Ozuna just a really big story for the Braves. Biggest story of the offense thus far. And that's with respect to what is a great lineup for this Braves club. And Ronald Acuña Jr., you know, not necessarily off to the start that he wants to get off to. And as he's talked about that a little bit over the past week, we're starting to see him on base a little bit more, starting to see the exit velocity come up. I'm going to do a deeper dive into those stats and kind of how that correlates and what it looks like to what he was doing last season. Because if you'll recall, the home runs were not quite as plentiful as those stolen bases in April last year. And Mr. Acuña is now leading Major League Baseball in stolen bases, if you're into that sort of a thing. So Major League leader in stolen bases, Major League leader in home runs, just a couple of things going right for this Braves offense thus far this year. But looking at what was a frustrating homestand before the Braves got out on the road, they didn't have a chance to play all four games against the New York Mets. One of those is postponed, and they won't play it until late September. And New York was able to grab 2 out of 3 in that shortened series. The Braves were really close in that first game. I mean, Marcell Ozuna just an eyelash away from a 2-run homer in that first game that might have changed the complexion of that series as well. Just about every time you look this year, if there's a big rally going on, a key situation, key moment, it's been Marcell Ozuna who's been playing some part in that. Is it starting the rally? Is it putting the exclamation point on the rally? Is it keeping the rally going? Whatever the case is, you know, Marcell's kind of been that guy. But the Braves really took it on the chin in the Thursday day game finale. That was a game started by Allen Winans in place of Spencer Strider, the first time that the Braves had to fill that spot in rotation. And again, we're going to talk about all the challenges of that because they are many. And there is no heir apparent, really, in the minor leagues. But I do feel like Atlanta does have some options down there and some quality depth to try to make things work as best they can. But it didn't work the way they wanted it to in that finale against the New York Mets club that was really scuffling. They go down to Miami, a team that's won 2 games all year long coming in, and things were a bit challenging there. Now you're going to head on over to Houston, who win this road trip again. I don't have to look at how their weekend has gone, but by the looks of it, not the way that they wanted to start the season. They had won just 4 of their first 14 games, had pitching injuries galore, and that's a team that's kind of in a little bit of a state of change. Dusty Baker's now stepped aside, not managing that club anymore. Does that necessarily change the talent level? Not altogether that much, but they had a good thing going down there. And you know, when you start to change those pieces, you know, sometimes the team looks a little bit different, plays a little bit different. And, of course, with respect to small sample size theater, which we get a lot of in spring training and in the first couple of weeks, maybe first month of baseball season, you kind of have to let this thing play out over 162. I mean, the Braves, even losing to Miami on Saturday, we're still on pace to win 99 games. That's after losing 2 out of 3 to the New York Mets. So if we're doing the on-pace thing, I think the club's kind of still where it wants to be and where it needs to be. And that's winning about every 2 out of 3 games. You win a lot of series, you're going to go far over the course of the season. You keep doing it in October, you're going to end up being the last team standing. And the Braves certainly still want to do that. But we're going to get into all the things going on with the Atlanta Braves. The series down in Miami, of course. We're going to get into the pitcher injuries across Major League Baseball because goodness knows there's been too many of those. As I mentioned, I'm going to have Ben Lindbergh of The Ringer join me a little bit later in the show. We'll talk about some of the maybe factors behind that and what Major League Baseball is trying to do about it, because there's nothing fun about some of the biggest names in the sport being unable to play. And that has been the way that it's been early in the season for this Atlanta Braves team. I'm also going to have Braves great Dale Murphy join me to tell us a story about a couple of iconic posters. You may have even had them if you grew up in the 80s, a TBS kid like I did. Power Alley, Stickball. He's going to tell us the story behind both of those. But next, we've got This Week in Braves Baseball as we continue on From the Diamond with Grant McCauley on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
League with more of our From the Diamond with Grant McCauley. From the Diamond is brought to you by Window Nation. Get 2 windows free with every 2 you buy and pay nothing for 2 years on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome back into From the Diamond with Grant McCauley from the Kia Studios in Midtown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta Braves put the finishing touches on a dramatic and exciting finish to their 3-game series down in Miami. And it's Marcell Ozuna again. Go-ahead 3-run homer with the Braves down to their final strike in the 9th inning. And he is able to give them a 9-7 victory, 2 out of 3 in that series, and a much different flight, I would imagine, than the one that they would have been having after seeing a 5-1 lead slip away in the middle frames as the Marlins proved a bit pesky for Charlie Morton and for Dylan Lee, for that matter. Well, the Braves were able to find the runs that they needed late. And once again, Marcell Ozuna was the man to provide him 3 for 5 on the day on Sunday. And again, he's got a 13-game hitting streak, 7 for 13 in the series, and a couple of tape-measure home runs, and none more important than the one that he hit on Sunday, his biggest of the year, his 7th of the season, which ties him with Tyler O'Neill for the Major League lead as well. So Marcel, coming off a 40-homer season, has already put up 7 homers here in the month of April, and as we've talked about so many times, a very different story than what was developing this time a year ago when Marcel Ozuna just really couldn't seem to buy a base hit. Now he's got more base hits than anybody on the club, longest hitting streak in the majors, and some of the most important hits that the Braves have had on this young season as well. A 9-7 win for the Braves over the Marlins, 12 hits for Atlanta on this day, 3 of them belonging to Ozuna, 7 runs on 9 hits for the Miami Marlins. A.J. Minter striking out the side in the 8th inning, was able to pick up that victory. And Tanner Scott was the man who gave up the 3-run bomb to Ozuna, and that will give him a loss or charge him with that loss. And Raisel Iglesias came in with a nice, tidy 9th inning to register his 3rd save of the season. And the Braves improved to 9-5 in first place in the National League East here in the early going. I don't think that surprises too many folks either. But the way you do it and the way the Braves bounce back in this series, starkly different from kind of the disappointment of losing 2 out of 3 to the Mets. And there were some rainy, gross days over at Truist Park. In one game, they weren't able to get in. One game in which their comeback came up a little bit short. But the comeback was exactly what it needed to be on Sunday. And then some. So that's how the weekend is going for the Braves as they get set to go face the Astros beginning on Monday night. But the news this week and this weekend in particular about Spencer Strider, I think it kind of puts a rain cloud over everything. Just in terms of the good vibes anyway, there's none to come out of losing your best pitcher. And it's a common tale across baseball. And I'll talk to Ben Lindbergh a little bit later on in the show about what the factors are for this and how all of this. How does Major League Baseball tackle trying to decrease the amount of injuries? Not just to, you know, the rank-and-file pitcher, but some of the biggest stars in baseball, biggest pitchers in baseball have been going through this a lot. And Spencer Strider is just kind of one of the latest and greatest examples of that. But with Strider, he'd already had Tommy John surgery in 2019 while attending Clemson. So he had come back from that. The Braves drafted him, brought him along, and he reached the major leagues by the end of 2021, which was his debut season in professional baseball. He was a 2020 draftee by the Atlanta Braves. Makes it all the way to the major leagues in 2021, auditioned for a bullpen role in that postseason run, but the Braves opted to go in a different direction there, and well, Spencer Strider's show really picked up significant steam in 2022 when he set some rookie strikeout records for the Braves, finished 2nd in the Rookie of the Year award to Michael Harris II, and then in 2023, broke the Braves' modern franchise record for strikeouts in a single season set by John Smoltz, and also was the majors' only 20-game winner. So it goes without saying, when you got those kind of credentials, those kind of accomplishments in your young career, I mean, the Braves are building their rotation both in 2024 and the future around Spencer Strider. So this, it makes you wonder. It's not to say that he can't come back and won't come back. I mean, guys go through injuries, and typically if you were to ask a pitcher what type of injury do you want to go through, an elbow injury or a shoulder injury, they're going to tell you, I'm going to go the elbow route because at least you know the path back from that. But how does this keep happening? You know, that's the conversation, a bigger conversation across baseball. But the hope is with this UCL brace procedure, which I did some research on last night because I had heard of it before. And more times than not, it seemed to be something that was more for position players and guys who didn't have to use their arm with the frequency, obviously, of a pitcher, particularly a starting pitcher who's looking to throw 100 to 110 times at maximum effort in a given day. Now, Shohei Ohtani had a UCL bracing procedure prior to the season. Lucas Giolito just had one as well of the Boston Red Sox. He signed as a free agent over the course of the winter, hurt himself in the spring. But coming into, or I think at the end of 2023, there had been less than a dozen documented UCL brace procedures for pitchers, according to Fangraphs. And I'm going to do some more digging into that because it does sound low to me. But again, it's not uncommon to hear about it for position players, but I think it is obviously an option for pitchers, and particularly those who've already had the elbow ligament replaced, in a way to perhaps strengthen it and to get back a little bit faster than going through the Tommy John surgery, which has, I would say, a 14 to 16-month rehab. Some folks will tell you 18 months, and clubs are getting a little bit more cautious with how quickly they push guys back. In the old days, like the 90s and early 2000s, my guys were trying to be back in a year or so. Maybe a little bit more in a year, but that was kind of the target. And it seems like that has grown a little bit more as far as the rehab time is concerned. But this bracing procedure is about 9 months to 12 months in the estimated timetable for return. So that does put Spencer Strider in play for the first half of next year, perhaps as soon as April. But we'll see how all of that plays out. Obviously, the Braves aren't going to look to, you know, push it and expedite that process at the expense of Strider going through something like this again. But right now, the number one job is going to be resting, rehabbing, and getting ready to resume his career in 2025. The Braves, though, have to pick up the pieces and move past all of this. And what are they planning to do about this opening in the rotation is the question. Initially, they gave Allen Wynans that start on Thursday against the New York Mets. I'm going to tell you that's not going to be their number one plan, nor do I think it's going to be the revolving door that they had to deal with last year. They optioned Wynans back down to the minors. They brought up Darius Vines. He is a candidate to start Tuesday in Houston, but I think in a bigger picture play, they're looking at getting Bryce Elder back in this mix sooner than later because he's the guy with the most experience and the best credentials if you're looking to put some continuity at the back end of that rotation. And a lot of us, myself included, thought Bryce Elder pretty much has his fifth spot in rotation to start the year based off of what he did in 2023. Now, he'd have to pitch well to keep it, but it just kind of felt like that would be the natural, you know, way that the Braves would go. What we didn't see, I think a lot of us, again, didn't see Reynaldo Lopez necessarily being a starting pitcher when he was signed because of the success he's had in the bullpen. But Lopez, to hit for his part, told the Braves he'd like the opportunity to start, and Atlanta's been open to it. And they did give him a three-year, $30 million contract, stretched him out in spring training, which is the best time to give that opportunity, quite obviously, because you have all that time to prepare. And it's, I don't even think, arguable at this point that Reynaldo Lopez has done pretty well in those first couple of outings. Now, he's also going to have to continue doing that. You know, how will his arm hold up to the starter's workload again after basically 3 years in the bullpen? Now, the Braves will continue to monitor that as well, but if they're looking to put continuity in the rotation, I feel like you've got to look at what gives you the best chance to do that, and I still think that Bryce Elder has a role to play here in 2023. Will it lead him to the All-Star game again? I'm not saying that. But if he can give them 5 to 6 quality innings, you know, every time through, or more times than not through the rotation, that can help this bullpen out a lot, which has kind of had to cover a lot of innings here in the early, not even kind of. They have had to cover a lot of innings here in the early portion of the season because you lost Spencer Strider. Max Fried had a couple of short starts. And having to do that, the Allen Wynans start, I think kind of underscored by the time that they got to the end of that game and were using Luis Guillorme, whose Braves debut came on the mound. You know, those are not the ideal circumstances. It'll happen over the course of 162, but it definitely puts the onus on trying to find continuity there at the back end of the rotation, to make a long story short. It also means that Max Fried, who looks great in Miami, and I'll talk about that more in a moment, he's going to have to step up and do the things that he's capable of doing. I thought Chris Sale looked much better than his line on Saturday. I know he was charged with 5 earned runs. I heard how he described his outing. But those 7 innings, those are important for that bullpen to not get completely worn out every single series that you go through. And having 2 starting pitchers in a row be able to do that, and really 3 straight outings in which you had a starter get into the 6th inning, is the start of a trend that the Braves need to see a little bit more of. Now, Charlie Morton's Sunday did not go exactly the way that he wanted it to. It wasn't really a problem with the walks, but the Marlins, they just would not go away. And they kept chipping away and chipping away and chipping away at that lead against Charlie Morton. The Braves struck first in the 2nd. Marlins answered. Braves scored 2 runs in the 3rd, 2 more in the 4th. Well, Marlins answered with 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, 3 in the 6th to take the lead. And a 2-run homer that was at the expense of Dylan Lee in that 6th inning. It put the Marlins on top, at least for a while, for a 7-5 score. Braves chipped away 1 off of that lead, made it a 1-run game with a run in the 7th inning. And then Marcel's 3-run homer in the 9th inning gave the Braves what they needed to win. But long story short, I think with this rotation, you just need that consistency of being able to give them the innings that they need so that this bullpen will have a chance to, you know, not necessarily get overworked and overtaxed moving forward of the course of a long 162-game season. Longer term, as we look at a little bit later in the year, I know I've talked about this on past shows, but Waskari Noah, Ian Anderson, they could factor into the Braves rotation when needed. We'll see how that all plays out. Max Fried looking more like Max Fried in Miami on Friday. That's a big deal. I think we all expected him to get through a quiet first inning eventually, but that start in Philadelphia was not the one that he wanted to open the season. And his second outing against Arizona in a six-run first inning is not the kind of thing we've seen much of out of Max Fried in his time in a Braves uniform. So he was able to get through six and a third innings of one-run ball on Friday, pick up a win, and Chris Sale was able to follow him up with seven innings. There was a two-out walk in the fifth inning, a couple of calls that just really didn't go Chris Sale's way. That put the Marlins in a prime position, and they cashed in for three runs. So you credit the hitters for doing what they need to do, but the seven innings pitch for Sale and the fact that they're starting to get some innings out of this rotation and with the loss of Spencer Strider is what the Braves really needed to see down in Miami. Next stop is going to be Houston. They'll figure out who's going to be starting on Tuesday. Again, Darius Vines was brought up. Talking about Bryce Elder a little bit, you know, he started on Saturday for Gwinnett, so you're not going to bring him up for that series in Houston. So I'm going to see what the Braves do with that. We'll all see what they do with it, but I do think Elder, sooner than later, whether that's the next turn through the rotation after they get home or sometime soon, that the Braves will be looking to maybe make that move and give Elder that opportunity. That's just a little bit of what's going on this week in Braves baseball. We'll talk about a lot more of it later on, including the continued success of Marcell Ozuna, one of the driving forces in the Braves lineup this season, and doing it again on Sunday. Absolutely fantastic. When we come back here, though, on From the Diamond, I'm going to be joined by a Braves legend for a really fun chat. Dale Murphy is going to check in here on the show to share the backstory of two iconic 1980s posters. You may have had them. One was called Power Alley, the other one called Stickball. They were Nike posters from the mid-80s, and I think every Braves fan should own one of these. We'll talk to Murph next. It's From the Diamond with Grant McCauley continues on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.